Hello and welcome to a special update. Wanted to call it an emergency update, but maybe that's not the right word for it. So it's the 7th of October. First of all, to people who have been missing the regular podcasts, please don't get angry. We did do our big get together. Since then, I've attended the big town hall meeting in London, Chelsea, anti-5G, and have been busy. But we'll do a podcast very soon. This is a special podcast just for a few minutes because the situation appears in America to be getting, I don't know if we could say out of hand, but it's getting towards that way. And I wanted to give you the information I have. First of all, there is a real possibility that a number of corporations might take the law into their own hands, so to speak, and begin to shut down on social media certain websites or certain commentators who are not supporting the status quo, the mainstream's view of the world. We've always seen that in fits and spurts, but there is a distinct possibility of a concerted effort in the next few weeks, of large numbers of commentators, researchers, just having their ability to reach the public completely curtailed. So it was. I felt it was important to get this out at least now, before this potential steel door comes down. This would not be, excuse me. This would not be sanctioned by governments. It's just purely the big tech giants doing what their bosses want them to do. So the information I'm going to give you is the following. Those of you who have tried to keep up with the information are aware of a very difficult situation occurring in America. Ultimately, the outcome must be good because millions and millions of people can't be lied to forever. So the outlook, I think, at the end is pretty good. It's this difficult period. The Major General in the Marine Corps, with consultation with others of his group and the President, has ordered an immediate drafting of reserve forces, which is probably will bring the number up to about 40,000. I've spoken to a couple of people who should know. They're in the know. They should know. And there's also a move to connect with the Veterans Association. There are something like 20 odd million retired veterans. At least 5 million of them would come out and support President Trump without any problem at all. The difficulty here is that the president's men are about to release some information legally, which will bring into question the legitimacy and the impartiality of the media, the media's connections, the masses of corruption that have taken place and are still taking place. This piece of information, the enemies of truth don't want out, and have decided that they are either going to remove the president through diplomatic means, or if that's not possible, they're going to kill him, just as they killed President Kennedy in 1963. So they've reached a conclusion that President Trump has got to go either through the normal channels, or they're just going to murder him. That's something that they've always sort of played with, but never really pushed to the table. So what the military are calling a hot coup. What I presume a cold coup is, where people sit around a table and say, "Hey, you got to go," and the man throws his hands up and says, "Okay, yeah, I'll go." A hot coup is where they are literally going to use violence or force to get rid of the man they want to get rid of. I'm just going to open the door because a cat is scratching. Obviously, this is such exciting news, the cat doesn't want to miss it. Which one is this? Come along here. Come on. Come along then. And say hello. So all that noise was literally This is a Stormbjorn, which is Norwegian for Big Bear. There he is. So hello, well done, you made it in. And the other cat is a Beowulf sitting sort of behind me there, which you can probably just see on the chair. So we've got two cats. People have been asking, have you, you know, what's happened to your cats? Well, they have very interesting sleeping patterns, and they generally don't like, hello, they generally don't like to be disturbed. So it's a really, really serious situation. Can't stress it enough. We have a situation where what some people call the deep state, other people call the satanic cabal, have decided that this president, whether you like him or love him, doesn't matter, they've decided that this president, President Trump, is going to out them. Basically, he's going to go to the public with the information that he has. But it's taken this long for that information to be acquired. It looks like that Trump's men have acquired enough information to make a lot of charges stick. So being backed into a corner, they are attempting to remove him. Now, if you saw the post that I put up on the website, I said the military don't have any problem with a president who's impeached, providing the impeachment is based on true facts. And the law of legitimacy is followed. What the military are having a problem with would be any impeachment that took place because so-called whistleblowers were being heavily blackmailed into making false statements, or corrupt information was being used. So that would be illegal. And so the military are not happy. They believe that some of these whistleblowers are not whistleblowers. They are intelligence assets who, through some time in their past career, have been compromised, and the deep state have film evidence or some form of evidence. And basically the old deal is, unless you do what we want, we'll, you know, make this public. And generally it's around a sexual thing or a corruption thing. So that's where we stand. We stand with the deep state, the word that most people seem to know, the deep state, hell-bent, and I'm using the word deliberately, of course, satanic connections with these people, hell-bent on removing President Trump one way or the other. The military, who have stood back for so long, have now decided that enough is enough, and they are firing a shot across the bows of this deep state by saying, all right, let's play chicken. This is what we're doing. We're calling up the reservists. I've had three cities, the names of three cities given to me, where the Americans can tell me they can put military on the streets within 45 minutes. I've also been told that if the other side push too far, then they'll be arrested at gunpoint and a sort of quasi court, not a true military court, but a quasi court will be held. Part of the problem for the deep state is that there's evidence, I understand, were complicit with a lot of the media corporations. So it's the dividing lines are very clear between those politicians on all sides who are deeply compromised, can't afford from their perspective to have the truth out, on one side, and their friends in the entertainment industry, shall we say, in the news industry, very embedded in their history. They don't want the truth coming out because it's a domino effect. Once a truth comes out in one field, then it rolls across, and before you know it, you know, you've got questions about all of the household names that so many people love and respect at the moment. It is possible that the other side will draw back. If you know that something like 40,000 military personnel are being mobilized with the explicit point of protecting the president and creating a situation that America has not seen perhaps since the Civil War, it would be greater than even the freedom fights of Martin Luther King. This is far more serious in terms of the Constitution. And remember that it is the Constitution that is deemed to be at risk. The president, in the eyes of the military, is the office holder and the shining light of the Constitution. And their point, I think, is that you've killed one president, obviously Kennedy, you're not going to kill another one. And this time, it won't be an easy pushover for the deep state. So in America, at present, military units have been put on full alert standby. The last time there was a full alert was during the elections in certain states where the National Guard were activated. This is not lost on the deep state. It is their chance now to back off. If they don't, and they think it's a game of chicken, and they then push, the other side pushes, and at some point, as incredible as it may seem, there is a high potential likelihood of soldiers on the streets of America, and not, defending against looting or rioting, but because the Constitution is threatened. And that's a really big point. So, please watch the news. Let's try and support each other. I'm looking to see if certain commentators' websites are taken down. That's a key sign. So that would happen a number of hours before any action from the negative side. If I get any more information, I'll let you know. So perhaps some people will say, well, this has got to happen. Perhaps somebody says, good, bring it on. I'm not sure I'm in that camp, but I certainly think that it was always going to come to a head. There was always going to be a crunch point, but perhaps we never quite knew what that crunch point would be. I know we're in October, the date for activity I was given would be next month, November, because then it would be precisely 1 year before the full elections in 2020. But I understand that the negative forces have brought forward their plan because they perceive that President Trump has gained more information about them than they were aware of, and that he's quite ready to go to the public with it, and so they're going for this. It's shocking at how embedded this negative deep state is in nearly every aspect of our lives. You just look around you, just read, watch, and it's quite shocking how invasive this vision of the status quo has got. And one thing's got to happen is that the media has got to be brought to the table, sat down with, and talked to about how you report and how you record. So there's lots of changes. It's fundamental because whoever wins this battle, using the word loosely, basically dictates how the American Constitution and how the Americans perceive themselves and their country for the next 100 years. It's that important. And that's why I think, President Trump was persuaded to stand as president, because they felt that if anyone else had won it, then America would not be retrievable. So those sides who believe in the Constitution have felt now that the situation is here. This is the moment. That if they don't stand and they don't do anything, then the America that they dream of, the flag that American people love so much, will be worthless. And that's what we're looking at. We're not looking at a straight fight between those who support President Trump and those that don't. We're looking at something far more endemic within the body politic of the United States. You are American, you understand your Constitution, what you've read and what you know. If you're not American, you don't really possibly understand the connection between the people, the land, and the Constitution. But if you're a military personnel, or you're a person with a deep love of what that freedom stands for, then in their minds and hearts, they're seeing this coming situation as the make or break for the beauty and strength of the United States. And that's why I can tell you that the people I've spoken to are not going to back down. So there we are. That's the news. Let's get this one out before anything happens. And I will do a podcast with Becky asking the questions as we normally have as soon as we can. All right. So thank you very much. Speak to you soon. Bye-bye.